where the gates are, I guess, where they're high enough up and they're sitting in somebody's room or sitting up on a tower somewhere. It's like anything else, it depends on the coverage, and I don't know. I mean, if you hitting with that J-Po you got sitting out in the backyard on 5 watts, then it means you could hit them just about anywhere up and down the highway. But it just depends on how desolate the thing is. Why are you out in the middle of nowhere or not, I guess.
Thinking, okay, I'm going to go down to Santee, put this HD in the car. Okay, my girlfriend's wanting to track me. Is 5 watts going to be enough to even put it on the map that I'm getting into anything? I just figured I need a little bit of power, over.
I think I did have the diamond antenna, the superflex antenna on it, and I hit exactly 2 digipeters on the Louisiana trip. One at Slidell, basically at the state line. Seems a guy like 10 or 15 miles north of the rest area had a digipeter set up, and then I hit one in downtown Baton Rouge, and that was it on the whole trip over.
Also wanted one to, if I wanted to say I got down past Clinton, about the footprint of 610, to my understanding. I don't know that to be a fact, but if I had a little power, I might could be able to hit 610 a little bit lower on down the road. But, so, I was just trying to find one that would, But I also, in far as DMR, I'm going to be using an open spot at the end anyway, and I don't need power for that, over.
LZI 4.
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. K4CHY.
As far as these digipeters go, just like we're right here on board. You know, some you can get good, some you won't. There's a 145010 digipeter on Glassy Mountain outside of Pickton.
Hey, Andy, how you doing, brother? Man, I hadn't talked to you in a while. I know you recognized me the other night. You doing good in 4OVQ.
Fire. That digipeter I just told you about, digipeter that our group has, it's up there on Glassy Mountain outside of Pickton. Now, where you are, where you can get it or not, I don't know. But it's like right here. If it's line of sight of you, you can get it. If you it's not, you won't get it. But that's one that I'm aware of.
Post one, you know, I'm like 10 miles away from the one in Clemson, but I hit the one in Carnville, Georgia. More than anything, and I don't understand. Maybe it's their system, how high, blah, 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 whatever. But I hit Carnesville, and then it'll make one more hop. So, and that's it. That's the end of it. But we just been talking about this, and I'm just trying to learn it and get into it. So far, I like what I've been doing. Over.
K-04-N-U-E will be doing this night here in just a little bit. He's worked our digi-repeater over here before. Chad has, and he's done quite a bit of that working digi-repeaters. But as far as I can tell, it's no different than right here. There's a heart repeater that's on Paris Mountain about here where I live. The one over Spartanburg comes in better than one on Paris Mountain. It's like when they address this, it's the lay of the land.
Oh, I see Chad all the time. I see him all the time on APRS, K-04-N-U-E. I mean, I just see him all the time. I say, well, he's steadily transmitting. But I'm just trying to learn about it. Comment.
Well, y'all go ahead and talk to him about it. I was just more or less letting you know about this not here outside of Pickens, but it's just like right here with Boyce. It depends on the lay of the land. Y'all go ahead. I'll be monitoring. KI4LZ Outport.
Andy, appreciate it, brother. I'll talk to you later. Info-OVQ. Go ahead, Chad.
KO4NUE. Hey, are you you familiar with APRSFI, the website? Over. All right. So you should be able to see, you know, all the digis and eye gates and wind link gates and all that around you. So it kind of give you an idea of what's around you, and you kind of move that map around on your way down to Santee. I've been listening to, you know, your girlfriend wanting to see where you are and all. Other thing I was going to let you know, so I'm using APRS to transmit telemetry. That tells me, if you'll look at that call sign, you can see that it is transmitting the current battery voltage of my radio station there in Pickens. I don't have it configured to, it beacons just for that reason, so I can see, you know, what the battery voltage is on that station. Over.
I was telling Andy, I see you all the time. You pop up on my little handheld, you know. And matter of fact, last week I sent you a message, and of course, maybe you didn't get it or blah blah blah. And I sent W4DJW one, and he got it. He responded. But, and I was just new, just trying to see if I could learn something. But I didn't know, you know, going here to there is 5 watts from this radio going to do it, or do I need to get me a small lamp? Because that's what I want to do, over.
I would say no. That would be my experience. 5 watts just not gonna quite get it. You know, I'd say anywhere from 20 to 40 probably would be the best. If you know, you want to, you know, transmit your location so others can see. Low wattage it's never been successful with me, over.
Talking about, Chad, I'm talking about, I don't think the 5 watts off of just the handheld in my car with the 5/8 wave, I'm probably not going to be hitting much with it. I figured I needed something from 25 to 40 watts to try to get into them. Over.
You're right. And Stacy, there is, if you'll go, I mean, I hate to say this, but on Amazon, there is, there's an amp there that's, it's about $100. It's just perfect for a handy, 12 volts. It'll do, FM and, FM single sideband. About $120, and it'll give you right at 80 watts. If you put a half a watt into it, then you get 40 watts out. If you put 2.5 watts into it, you get 60 watts out. If you put 5 watts into it, you get 80 watts out. It's all 12 volt. It's a neat little, you know, for the money. If you use it, you know, a year or two and it craps out on you, then you know you got your money's worth out of it. But, I've been using one now for, I don't know, close to a year. I hadn't had any issues with it. As a matter of fact, call the net with it sometimes up at the deer camp. Works just fine.
Can you send me a link to that, if you would, if I give you my email?
Give me your email station, and I'll go ahead and write it down.
That is n4ovq@yahoo.com.
Okay, bud, I'll get it to you here shortly, and good luck with it. But you need any help? I'm not the best in the world on APRS, but I can, you know, I can get by. I have figured out how to use it just to transmit telemetry for, you know, my personal use. One thing I'll add there is that I'm just not going to reply to the KIL4NUE-15 beacon. I've got it set up not to reply. But if you ever see one KIL4NUE-9, then that's mobile, and I'll usually respond to it. But just want to let you know.
That's cool. I was just trying to figure out some stuff, and I was tickled to death when I was able to get in touch with Dave just through a text. So I said, wow, you know that. But anyway, I got mine set up like every, it's supposed to be every fifth transmission that it connects to a digipeater. It says Stacy and Anderson. I don't know how well that works. But, I go on there and look, go to the raw packets, and it says this and that, you know. But it's been real, for the past few weeks, it's been real interesting to me.
APRS definitely got its use, you know. Anything for, you know, a lot of data, it's just not going to work too well. But, you know, I know a couple of stations that, and I'm considering this too for a family member that's got some maybe some dementia issues or something. Just so I can kind of see what the location is over, and Anna knows too that when I get in the truck, I always beacon my location, in case, you know, I mean, you never know, you get in a wreck or something, and it's just nice. She knows where to go to see what my location is, whether I'm stationary or moving or whatnot. And I can send her a small message through there. I don't like to do it because it's just aggravating as I'll get out, but I can do it. It'd take me about 2 hours to send it, but I can do it, you know.
Yeah, hey, I got you, Chad. Good deal. Well, that's a good thing, though. She can keep up well. Well, that's like my girlfriend. If I go down there, I say, look here, you just look right here, and you can see, or, you know, you might can see if something went wrong, I'm not moving anymore, blah, 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 whatever. And I go to Charleston a lot and Santee, and, you know, I just been enjoying it, but I know I see you on this HT a lot, and, you know, where it shows, you know, shows where you at, blah, blah, not where you at now, it just shows your coordinates or whatever, or how many miles away, that kind of deal. Over.
That one I transmit, I want to say it's about 10 miles ambiguity, so it's, you know, it's not the exact location, but it's enough to where I can get, you know, at least get some telemetry off of the station to know if, you know, AC power's failed or something and it's on battery backup. I kind of know I can monitor my battery voltage to see what it's, what's going on with it.
You know, I've been looking at trying to do, how would you do the weather thing and send that out and all. So I sent an email to this person. He said, well, I see you're not sending any right now. I said, well, maybe I asked the wrong thing. But I see a lot of weather on here in the degrees, and I'm like, well, how can I get into that? But I'm sending, I guess, from your home with a weather station that you have. I'm just not sure about all that. Over.
So it works. It's the basic APRS packet, depending on the radio, I guess. Some radios will allow you to insert, you know, hey, this is Stacy. Hello, everybody. You can put a short text in there to beacon, whatever you want to. Other radios are kind of limited with that. But because I'm using telemetry, I want to pick and choose the data that I want to send. Because I want to be able to view it, you know, 80 miles away. So I use a device called a WX3-in-1 Plus. And it's basically a little card plug into the radio. And it allows you to add whatever you want to that packet. But on the back of it, it has serial port connectors to where you can add whatever sensor you want. So you can add a thermometer to it. You can add humidity gauge to it. You can add just about anything you want to it, including a weather station. So the weather stations are anywhere from $400 to $600. And you plug it into the back, and you basically tell it to, you know, transmit that weather station, sends its information to the WX3-in-1, and it converts it to a packet and sends it out. But if you're going to do that, you'll have to turn that packet identification into a WX station, which is a weather transmitting station. I don't think you're going to be able to use your call for that. And I think the reason for that is the National Weather Service uses those packets, uses that information for public safety, too. Over.
So, Oscar 4, Yankee Uniform November, does anybody know who the net control is?
AUN, KO4NUE. Roger that. Okay, bud. Let me get back to Mr. Stacy. I don't wanna shut him down. Stacy, I know that's a lot, but you did ask. Over.
Yeah, I did, and that's probably more than I would want to get into. I'm just curious, just trying to learn, and I know I see you a lot on there, and I do see Dave all the time, and. So it's just pretty neat to me, and I just got this little HT. It's a Yaesu FT1DR, something like that. But I've enjoyed it. But I just wanted to ask about that, and I appreciate all the info. And if I know who I can ask to get, you know, what I might need to know, and I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and go. I got to run in the house, man. I'm sitting out back. K-N-4-O-V-Q.
Casey, appreciate it. I'm sending you an email here shortly as soon as I can figure out how to get it done. Might be after the net, but I got it. It's $129.99. It's on eBay. Up to 50 watts, so, you know, not too bad there, but I'll figure out some way to get it to you. Over.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, and you have a good night. I'll try to catch you on the net and check in with that. BN4OVQ, thanks.
KO4YUN, just wanted to reiterate, I did not mean ready to go as in hurry up at all. I know you said before you can't really judge what people say on the radio because of can't see their facial expressions. But just, I mean, just in case you took ready to go the wrong way, I didn't mean hurry up.
Tanner, I got you, bud. Well, no offense, but net starts at 9, regardless of who you are, so just going to let you know, but I understand what you're saying. CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. My name is Chad. And my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Begin with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACGU portion. Tonight, we'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins. Starting with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred in Traverse Rest. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest. K4XMR, male in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. N4ROW, Bill in Easley. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. KN4HTP, Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, Pat in Malden. W4DJW, Dave in Greer. KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens. Call for Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
Noel, please check in. Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. No traffic, but I'll hang around as long as I can.
Welcome via Echo Link tonight to KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. And John, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. Also, W4MKH, that's Mr. Marshall in Jacksonville. Marshall, been a while since we've heard from you. Nice to hear from you in Jacksonville tonight. All right, that's it for the Echo Link stations for now. So we'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in tonight. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and your suffix begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
QE, hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. I'll stick around for a comment.
NUE. Say hi to Anna for me. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for comments. Hope everyone has a good night. Stay cool.
A good group. Let's go ahead and recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. R4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. And Duncan, I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments. And Larry brings along his wife, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna in Greer. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Sure, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Okay, check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. 10 for you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net. Be negative and negative.
NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, you be safe out there tonight. Also, K4OIM, Mr. Walt and Inman. Well, Walt, my response to that is I had a really good teacher. So, just want to say thank you for allowing me to be the gold star net controller, and you know what I mean by that. Nobody else does, but you do. All right, so let's move on. Any more, I'll ask any more. Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in, Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
4QLG. Chad, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty and Moore, and KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you guys joining us. I'll make one more call, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. So, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and well done after today. Everybody have a nice evening in some air conditioning somewhere.
I can try. This is Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform, X-ray, this is Joe calling from Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. 73 is on the net. Hope everybody's staying cool down there in South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative this evening.
4 NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. KO4 ZYX. Daniel down in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative and monitoring or act you.
Pro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land was and we're negative and negative.
For NUE. Hey Chad, this is KO4YUN, Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Uniform November. I'll be negative and negative and say 73 oil.
Getting back up and recognize KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve in Inman. And Steve, glad you found the air conditioner, sir. And KE0UUX, that's Mr. Joe up on Mount Pisgah tonight. And KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff monitoring the net. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. And Rod, you tell Miss Dorothy we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4YUN. That's Mr. Tanner in Pickens. And Tanner, sounds like you found your ex tonight, sir. You just about full quieting, so good job. You did it. All right. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Brand UE, please check in KO4RMM. This is Kurt in Greenville. I'm a late check-in. I'll be negative and negative this evening. Hello to you again, Chad, and hello to everybody out there on the net this evening.
We got you in the log, KO4RMM. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville tonight. Kurt, you be safe out there tonight. It's nice to hear from you. All right, we'll move on to Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Bill.
Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, a negative and negative, 73 to the net.
Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, KA2AXQ, Ken and Dickens, I'll be negative, but I'll be listening. Over.
4NUE.
Again, Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, the other Kurt from Greenville. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Huey? Ed, please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Anna. All on the net. I hope everybody went out and exercised their right to gripe today.
Mr. Gary, I am sorry. I missed it. Did you say you were in for comments tonight, sir?
No chew tonight, Rob. Chad, I got something going on here, and I got to take care of it.
Roger that. I just missed it. Sorry about that. All right, let's recognize what we got so far, and that's KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Mr. Rick in Greenville, and KK4ONO by relay, Miss Lorena, and they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ by relay as well. And Rick, hope Miss Lorena is doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome N4AHO, that's Mr. Doug in Walhalla, and KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken in Pickens, KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca, and Keith, stand by, I have a question for you, sir, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, also in Easley. And Mr. Keith, did you get your email, sir?
Last I checked, I even checked the spam folder, and it's not come through.
I'll research that and get it straightened out, Keith. I'll get back with you. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. I see you up there, Stephen. Hang on, I'll be right there, sir.
Control. KO4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. Jane in Taylor's, and hello, Chad. That's all we got, so W4FHJ out.
Jane, hello to you, sir. Hello to you, too, sir. I hope you are doing well tonight. We'd like to go ahead and recognize you. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylor's. All right, let me jump up to Echo Link real quick, and I'll come back to Echo through Hotel. Any station that would like to check in via Echo Link and Echo Link only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. Hope you're doing good tonight. If you would check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood, good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. New traffic, no queue, and Chad, do be sure to tell us that and hello for me.
Annette would like to welcome KA4PQA via Echo Link tonight, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, I have relayed your message to Miss Anna, and she said hello back to you, sir. All right, let's make one more call. Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and open it to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hello, Juliet 4, Tango Lima, KJ4, Dale John. I'm in Casey, South Carolina. I'll just be in and out.
KO4NUE. For OVQ, Stacy down in Anderson. I'm in and out. I did get the link that you sent me. Thanks a lot.
4NUE, here is Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victoria. KJ4YEV, the name is Al. I'm in Gastonia, North Carolina, checking in on low power emergency power. So, check me in and out, please.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Mobiling, and Greer.
I recognize these. Let me back up and make sure I got Mr. John, make sure I got his call right. KJ4TL, is that correct, John?
Roger, roger, you got me.
And am I hearing that you're in Casey, as in near Columbia, over?
Yeah, Casey, we're right across the river from Columbia. I usually can't check in, but tonight we've got a wonderful band opening.
And you are full quieting, too, so I'm going to put you in the log, in my logbook, all the way from Columbia tonight. Wow, that's quite impressive. I don't know what kind of antenna you got or its propagation, but whatever it is, you just keep doing it. All right, we'd also like to welcome N4OVQ. That's Mr. Stacy and Anderson. And also KJ4YEV. That's Mr. Al in Gastonia on low power and emergency power as well. And Al, you are making it into the repeater. Just want to let you know there is just a little bit of white noise on your signal, but you are fully audible and very copyable. So, nice station you got set up there. So, whatever it is, keep on doing it. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's my good friend, Mr. Lloyd, mobiling around in Greer tonight. Let's say hello to Miss Stacy for us tonight, Lloyd. All right, let me ask one more time. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to stand by. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll begin with the rag chew portion for check-ins. First on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. Go ahead and take it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Just want to let you know that JP did manage to get his vehicle back to his place. And he's keeping an eye on the fluids and whatnot. He's thinking actually about getting a motorcycle again to because of the way gas prices are right now, but he did make it back down here. I did want to let you know that also this evening is the full moon and the super moon, and the moon's just about to break the horizon here in a few minutes, so after the net, anybody that's got clear skies, go out and take a look.
Glad he made it back. Did he give any indication how much fluid he lost on the way over?
This is KN4RJN. He said it was still, he checked it after he got it back there, and everything was still topped off, so he apparently didn't lose anything on the way back down there. So with the way gas prices are and new car prices, and new and used car prices for that matter, he may, once he gets a few bucks ahead, go get him another little Harley.
Well, I guess the radiator seal did his job, so I'm glad he was able to make it back without any problems. As far as the moon goes, John, we may just step out there and take a look at it tonight, kind of see what's going on. But you are right, gas prices are absolutely out the roof. I drive a diesel, and I just have to keep the truck parked and driving around in a little Kia now. So, wife's not too happy about that. I got tools and all of my junk in the back of the car because the truck's just too much to drive. So, I'll have to clean it out tomorrow because she needs it. And I'm not too happy about that either. But it is what it is, right?
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I wince when it's time to mow the grass. I have two 2 gallon gas tank to fill up the lawnmower, and that's costing me $10 just to fill that thing up. And I filled up I was on about a half tank, filled up the Jeep the other day. That's $40. Now, usually I fill the Jeep up for that amount, but that's another issue altogether. Haven't been driving it a whole lot. Jeeps don't get real good mileage, so I've been using her car whenever I go anywhere. Not that I go anywhere that often, but yeah. Hopefully this will turn around before too much longer.
I'm ready for it to turn around in a hurry because I miss my truck. That little Kia is... It's killing me, and I don't like driving it at all. I need to get back in my truck, but it's, you fill that thing up, and it's $210, and I just, I can't do that.
This is KN4RJN, and yeah, well, between Putin's war, the refineries that went offline, shut down during the pandemic, and now all of a sudden the boost in everybody wanting to get out and free themselves of the pandemic and the summer travel season. And, oh, by the way, the refinery switched over to summer blend. All of that, it's almost like a perfect storm. It's like, and it it's going to take a while for that to work its way out.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I hope it works out. Let me word it like that. But I am ready for things to settle down for a little bit. We kind of struggled with the whole COVID thing, and we've got a couple of family members that we take care of, and we're ready to, you know, kind of get out and stretch our wings a little bit. And it just seems like gas prices are high. We can't do that. But the Air Force has opened up all Space Aid flights, so. Anna quits teaching school for the summer here in a couple of weeks. So we're going to head down to Charleston Air Force Base and jump on the first airplane out of this country. Have no idea where we're going to end up, but we'll end up there and try to get back maybe before the summer's over. We're hoping.
Is KN4RJN. Well, have a good trip. I would avoid northeastern Europe right around this time, but other than that, Italy's this is nice this time of year, although I think they're everybody's experiencing a heat wave, so you may want to go mid-Europe somewhere, but Germany might not be too bad. England might not be too bad. I understand Spain is hitting triple digits, so I don't think I'd go there, but yeah, if I were going to take a vacation, I think I'd go to Canada, personally.
Well, last week they had 58 seats available to Alaska, so that was on I think it may have been a C-130. I don't know that I want to be on that aircraft for that length of time. But I think Alaska would probably be more realistic, especially in all this heat.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I've been in the back of a C-130, and no, you don't want to do that. Oh Lord! But yeah, Alaska is probably not a bad idea. That would be a good trip.
Yep. If you deal with the black flies and the mosquitoes. But that's okay, you know. It's out of here, and you know, nice trip to, for a couple of weeks. The thing with Space A, though, you know, you go where the airplane goes. You can kind of sort of plan, you know, going to another country. But you have to be really flexible, you know, and if you're willing to lay on a cargo floor with, you know, some warheads or whatever they're hauling, or sit on a cargo strap and just be absolutely deaf when you get to where you're going, then, hey, Air Force is the way to go, right?
This is KN4RJN. Roger, the creature comforts in the back of a C-130 is leave a bit to be desired. And, yeah, you go wherever they happen to be going. You're just kind of tagging along. So, yeah. But yeah, good luck on your trip. The other thing is, you know, getting back. Space A there and Space A back, you can't exactly plan that too well. So, hopefully you can get back before the snow starts flying up there.
Or NUE. No, we've got that figured out, Mr. John. Just as soon as you get off of the airplane, you go straight to Class 9. And you let the crew chief know that you have been to Class 9 and swing back around and drop off that package to him, and he'll tell you anything you want to know.
This is KN4RJN. You mean Class 6?
at 6.
Just KN4RJ, and yeah, that makes a little more sense. Yeah, make a make a swing to the Class 6 store and then come back and talk to the crew chief, yeah. Find out what his brand is before you go, but or what his favorite drink is, but yeah. Well, Chad's good chatting with you, and say hello to Miss Anna for me, and I will back on out of here and say 73s. Y'all have a good night. This is KN4RGN, and I am clear.
Appreciate you dropping by and talking with us tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. All right, let me make one more call before we move on to Mr. Duncan. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in and out. Kilo, Oscar 4, Echo, Yankee, Victor. That's KO4EYV. My name is David, and I'm Whitmire. No traffic, no comment, 73 to you.
So we'd like to welcome KO4EYV, that's Mr. David in Whitmire. And David, appreciate you joining us tonight. And you can check in with us anytime you'd like, every night at 9 o'clock. All right, next on the stump is KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Go ahead and take it, Duncan.
KO4NUE, KO4JKV. Hey, Ted, just wanted to say that I found a very special find on eBay, which is a radio that kind of piqued my interest back in the early 80s, back when I was a little kid. My grandfather had a Panasonic RF2600 general coverage receiver, and I found it on eBay for like $115. And I'm wanting to give it to my uncle, who's recovering from surgery. And, of course, my grandfather's my uncle's dad. Let me let this drop. I remember playing with this radio. I heard, Van Halen for the first time on this boombox radio when I was a little kid. And also, my grandfather, he wasn't a ham, but he showed me how to operate this radio to listen to single sideband. And so this radio is cosmetically in good condition, but it has some issues. And but I'm kind of don't know if I want to give it to my uncle. I might want to just send him a card instead. Over.
Pat, I just looked the radio up, Duncan. That is a nice looking radio. You know, when things kind of look cool, they kind of add to the whole ham shack and all. So I've got quite attached. I picked up a Hammerland, HQ, I believe it's a HQ 110 at Hamfest. I don't know, over a year ago, and it just sits here in the shack, and I plug it in every now and then just see the lights come on. Never hooked an antenna to it, but it is beautiful. It just adds to, you know, every now and then I look up in the corner and kind of see where this hobby's come from, and look at it up in the corner, and then look at this Yaesu 991 and just kind of shake my head for a little bit. But you're right, that is a nice-looking radio, and I think I would get him a card and put some money in it instead and tell him to go buy him a nice radio. How about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So when my grandfather passed, he gave this radio to my uncle, and back in the early 2000s, someone stole it out of his garage. And I don't know what he's using now, but I thought I would find the same model, which I did. I'm staring at it right now, and give it to him. But there's some issues with it, and but I probably will give it to him. But I was going to give it to him for his birthday, but the Ham Fest out in Waynesville is a week before his birthday, so I might just do a sweep on that on the West Cars. Swap net, and maybe I find something else. Over.
Well, do you think you gonna try to get it repaired, or you gonna try to do it yourself, or what?
Well, I was thinking about doing it myself, but first I messaged that repair tech up here in Asheville. I think it's a Russian guy. His name is Vlado. I haven't heard back from him. I know he's known for repairing the Panasonic RF2200s, but since the 2600 has this digital display, I don't know if he wants to touch it, but he hasn't written me back, and it's been about 10 days. But But there's a kit, a capacitor kit to replace. It's like 30-something capacitors, and I don't know if I have that much time.
Well, Duncan, if you can work on a Husqvarna sewing machine, I don't think that's going to be a problem for you.
Yeah, I thought about that. It's like if you can take some of those things apart, you could do the same thing with the radio. Just have a nice clean space and put on a good podcast or album and just take your time, even if it takes a couple of days.